This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, the offense was pathetic.
Defense did its job. Defense makes adjustments. No, sometimes they give up some plays in the first half. But they, other than, you know, let's be honest, McConkie, you knew he was going to have some success. They did their job. Held him to 9 points, three field goals. They had the two-point conversion off of the pick six. That's it. You score. Carl, you got to score 24 points to win in this league. The defense did its job. Kirk Cousins has been horrible. And we went back and looked all the way back to his days in the then Redskins to today. He has never had as bad a three-game patch as he's had right here. Zero touchdowns, six interceptions in these last three games. And I said it while I was watching the game on Twitter. You said the same stuff. You got to go to Penix after the pick six. You just got to say, look, Coach Ra, I know you don't want all that heat. You don't want that smoke with a quarterback controversy. Your quarterback is having a terrible day, inexplicably out of the bye. And Zach Robinson, when your quarterback's having a bad day, run the freaking ball. Run it. I mean, what the hell? So, I mean, I'd have run Penix out there, and he's going to do no worse, Carl. And I'm, look, let's call what it is. Cousins, you just laid it out. He's costing us games. And now, by the way, we can still lose this division, even with the tiebreaker head-to-head with the Bucs. They're just going to win more games than us.
So we're fading. Why? This is the question we've got to figure out and we've got to get corrected. 404-726-0929. If you think the sole reason we're fading is the quarterback, change it. If this was any other position on the team, would it not be a change? If this was the left guard that was costing you games or the wide receiver or the DB, it can't be any different. So we support Kirk Cousins. We think he's been great at times, but right now he's in a funk. And I don't have the answers for why he's in this funk that we've seen over the last 3 weeks. And by the way, we have been held six times to 20 points or less. Guys, you don't win a lot of games in the National Football League that way. These last 3 weeks have been like a misery session to see the team. Oh, Broncos going to the bye week. Okay, coming out of bye week. Yesterday. I mean, that's where we're at right now. So, Mike, how do we figure this out? Want to hear from you. We'll take a few phone calls, 404-726-0929, as we talk about the 17-13 loss to the Chargers. Lots of things are going on, but the number one thing is your quarterback can't throw four picks, Mike.
No, I mean, look, guys, we talked about it earlier. They're inexplicable. They're as bad as the stuff Desmond Ridder did. As a matter of fact, Desmond Ridder threw 12. I know he got yanked for Heineken. He got back in the season. But you realize that Kirk Cousins has thrown more interceptions than Desmond Ridder right now with 5 weeks to play? You know, his football card is 28 to 30 touchdowns and 10 or less interceptions. And that's not even close. We felt we were out of the woods. The injury, Kirk came on the show, told us, yeah, man, I knew it would be about a full calendar year before I'd be 100% from the Achilles. He throws for 500 yards in the comfort of a behind win. Looks great beating Tampa Bay down there. And then the wheels fall off. So, I mean, is he injured? There's no arm strength. That throw where he kind of lobs that ball, trying to aim it, I presume, to Mooney, when Bijan was just released right in front of him? Kirk is making rookie-like mistakes in these three-game losing streak. The fumbles against the Saints, and we can't hold on to the football.
404-726-0929. This hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, where B-Dubs is football, it's Monday, of course, We got a Monday night game, Cleveland at Denver. It's going to be on WAOK because the Hawks are playing the Pelicans down at State Farm Arena. Coverage begins at 7. Coach's show on the way at 6 o'clock. As we talk about all the things that went down yesterday, we got sacks. And this is probably the most frustrating part. Mike and I have spent, the better part of 7 weeks talking about sacks and getting sacks and who's going to come alive and Matthew Judon do more and blah, blah, blah. And yesterday we hit 5 sacks and you have nothing to show for it. Like, yeah, that was nice. I mean, we are now at 16 after yesterday. Now, that sounds crazy, but I asked Mike and Turtle 2 weeks ago. I was like, can we get to 20? And they were like, no. 25? Never. 30? Not happening. We're at 16. I don't know how many more five-sack games we're going to have, Mike, but this was one of the positives. We wanted to see them come alive, and they did up front.
Caden Ellis got credit for the sack. I mean, him and Grady kind of got there at the same time, but, you know, Caden certainly banking the plays we expected him to do when we got him here. And then, you know, he talked about it. Ebikadi, tackles for loss, you know, in the fumble that got the first touch. And that was Lorenzo Carter knocking that football out. Yeah. You know, how many times have we called Lorenzo Carter's name? Not many. So the defense came. Here's the thing. Out of the bye week, and you talked about it with Coach Raheem Morris last week when I was on vacay. They're going to look at themselves, hey, some self-scouting things, change it up. Defense came out, you know, PNV, they were good to go. The offense was hot garbage. What happened? Who comes out of the bye week and looks that bad at quarterback from a team that also had one less day to get ready? They played on Monday Night Football, and they're a West Coast team that came east. And the crowd was dead. It was Thanksgiving. That was to be expected. Doesn't matter. Falcons game, nothing to get excited about.
No, they did not. Guys, what are we doing? 404-726-0929. We're fading. Let's talk to Brandon in Decatur. Brandon, appreciate you dialing us up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where do you start, Brandon? Hey, man. Brandon, are you there? Brandon is not. Let's talk to Matt Roswell. Matt Roswell, where do you start? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
I think the problem is definitely Kirk Cousins. I think Mike said it. I mean, he's playing. He's making rookie mistakes. You know, they rotated the safety on that interception that I probably could have picked off myself, by the way.
Yep.
And then later in the game, they do the same thing, and he almost falls for it again. It's just I don't understand that. The scramble and trying to throw it over the top into the back of the end zone when we're in field goal range.
Right.
I mean, you don't see high school quarterbacks do that. It's crazy to me. But thanks, guys. Really quick question. Do you guys think Raheem took over some of the defensive stuff and just hasn't said it out loud publicly? Because that was a different defense.
It was.
Great question. Great. Well, we'll try to. I know. I don't think he even answered that. We'll try to get him to answer it on Wednesday.
No, it really was. And here's the thing that I loved. Adjustments matter. Like, people don't think they do, and people think, like, they go into halftime. Offense over here, defense over there. Let's get some orange slices and go back out. They made an adjustment on Ladd McConkey, shut that down. He did not do what he did in the first half, and then basically Herbert had nobody to throw the football to. So I commend him for that, but that's an interesting question because when we were up there last week, he said, we're looking at everything, and we're going to see how we can do things better. The defense definitely – guys, you don't get 5 sacks and hold a team to 187 yards and not tell me that's the same thing you were doing last week.
No, so whether Jimmy Lake got back on the dry erase board or it was Coach Rod with him, either way, if it's collaborative, so be it. They got the job done.
Yep.
But the offense has just been terrible. Bijan was killing it. Bijan was getting 4.5 a year every time he touched the football. Let Bijan run. Zach, why are we going sideways, right? It got back to some of the dopey play calling earlier in the year when we kind of thought, hey, maybe Kirk Cousins is not 100%. And then the pistol number. Oren found these stats where almost all of his interceptions are coming out of the pistol. He's supposed to be under center. It's supposed to be play action. So I don't understand why we're going back to the stuff that we thought we had to do early in the year because of the Achilles injury. Is he hurt? If he's hurt, that's an excuse maybe we can kind of live with. Pitts is less than zero in this offense right now.
Yes, he is.
6 catches. Now, the high safeties that the caller referred to, Minnesota does the same kind of stuff. Flores uses a lot of strange looks, like that super dime package that the Chargers were using. So should I just basically say Pitts will be another zero in high tops in Minnesota?
Well, look, whether it's him or us getting him the ball, and I'm talking about finding ways to get him the ball, there's two sides of this, right? One is he doing enough to get the ball? Two is, why is it so hard to get him the rock? It's not hard to get stars the rock in the NFL. Stars get the ball. Just look around. And if you go, well, what about some of these other guys? What about tight ends? I've been saying it all day. Brock Bowers, anybody watching him with the Raiders? He doesn't even have a quarterback. And this guy's catching balls.
Well, you also found out today that Coach Ra kind of said something similar to what Zach Robinson said a few weeks ago, that basically Kyle Pitts has got to be a better version of himself.
Mm.
Now, again, for those who don't speak NFL coach speak, he's maybe not putting the effort in, kids. We've told you. I know you guys don't like me picking on the athletes. He's getting paid millions. His fifth-year option's been picked up. He's not contributing anything to this offense. Okay, we've already killed Kirk Cousins. I can kill Kirk Cousins, and now I'm going to kill Kyle Pitts because they're both malfunctioning pieces of this offense. And one guy was drafted fourth overall.
Let's talk to Gary in the ATL. Gary, thanks for dialing us up on Atlanta's number one sports station, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where do you start, Gary? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Yes, I think part of this is on Kirk Cousins. Yeah, he was making mistakes like you think he'd never make. He let himself get baited into that pick. But I think also Zach Robinson's got to take some of the blame for this
right on
two fronts. One, people now are seeing enough film on you to know your tendencies, what kind of plays you're going to go to in this down or that down, and you got to make some changes. And secondly, those two jet sweeps, man, people have seen that. They knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tyler Allgeier, the bowling ball of razor blades. He can get you a yard.
Makes no sense.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yep. Great point. Against the athleticism of that great linebacker core for the Chargers, Carl.
Makes no sense. Gary, it's true. And again, that's the kind of stuff we feel like sometimes we're outthinking ourselves. It's not that hard. Like, somebody's got to be in the booth and go, hey, Zach, real quick, let's just run Tyler.
Psst, hello.
it's not that hard.
Right.
And if we don't get it as Falcon fans, we can live with it. I can't live with the third one jet sweep to Ray McCloud.
Right. I mean, and you know, if your quarterback why do they make this so freaking hard? Robinson, I mean, Bijan was having success. I wanted more Allgeier. And you got to stop with the tunnel view. Bring it up real quick. I know we got to catch a break. The Drake London tunnel vision thing for Kirk at times,
well,
too.
This is me. This is how I feel. I don't know if anybody else is seeing this.